Trying to run when I'm this close is unwise. Who am I is not nearly as important as what I am. Well, I was hired to eliminate your existence. I won't warn you against running again. Very good. Thank you for your cooperation. As a reward, I'll tell you now that I have no intention of harming you. I would not have awakened you to perform a hit. That would be terribly inefficient, as it adds unnecessarily unpredictable variables. Although you have absolutely no say in this, I am pleased you approved of my decision to spare you. Obviously, I do require something from you. However, I would not be here otherwise. I need for you to tell me who ordered the contract on your life and why. I'm certain you can produce the answer in given time. Since we may be here for a while, I'll make myself comfortable. Slide over, please. I intend to be comfortable. Your bed is the most agreeable piece of furniture to rest upon. Though your laps look cozy as well. Or perhaps you'd like to sit on my lap. Please, spare me your speech's impropriety. Do I seriously seem like the type who would care for societal rules? Alright, if you would rather not be touched, I would respect that. However, I am sitting on his butt. Now that is settled. I feel I must explain my business practices somewhat. Like, any who are talented at their trade. I have the luxury of deciding to reject a contract at any time. There are far more contracts than I could ever perform in my lifetime. Well, yes, I suppose. That is a distressing thought. I've never really pondered it. I do, however, put much thought into which contracts I accept. Mindless, useless killing is beneath me. If I agree to a job, I want to be sure that the target's absence from the world would be more beneficial than their presence. I also ensure the intel I'm giving on them is correct. What's so surprising about it? Well, most individuals have core values and ethics, with the exception of severely mentally ill, of course. Now, well, no more interruptions, please. Here, have another pillow to put around you. Alright, comfortable? Good. Alright. Now, the anonymous person or group who hired me to take care of you, they, gave me the falsified file. When I checked the accuracy, I realized that while the basic personal data was accurate, the rest appeared to be fabricated. Okay, well, for instance, the file lists your occupation as lead researcher for a chemical company developing deadly nerve agents. You don't have to convince me of anything. I did my research. I know you work in retail during the week and wait tables on weekends. You have no ties to the mob, no arrest. Only one minor traffic ticket, and you have no known enemies. In fact, you are such a hopeless introvert, not many people even know you exist. Whoa there, Tiger. I am not trying to insult you. Introverts in sweats with bed heads are adorable. They're so quiet, snuggly. And sweet. The world needs more of them, if you asked me. All right, if you are finished being small and fierce for now, I still need to know why anyone would suddenly want you gone. Did you see something you shouldn't? Maybe you had a fender bender with a shady character, did you? I don't know. Spit in someone's food at any time? Well, I realize when working in customer service, you are witness to the worst aspect of humanity. I have no doubt you have been threatened quite cruelly and threatened on more than one occasion. Is there any particular instance where you felt more endangered than any other time? Ah, a man in a suit at a big box store where you work? That's promising. What did this gentleman say, and in what context? He waited until you were leaving works to approach you? I see. Do go on, please. The man told you calmly in an almost conversational tone to ensure your affairs were in order because you wouldn't leave to see the next month? What on earth did you do to inspire such vengeful rage? Beg your pardon, you dished him? Ah, yes, I see this cretin attempt to bully you into providing a custom television not sold by your place of work. Despite your explanation and a suggestion on an establishment which would have the item in stock, the man continued to harass and berate you. Seeing the interaction going nowhere, you pretended to search the stock room again and avoided the man until he left the shop. Well, that's a rather unhinged reason for an assassination. Describe this man to me. Did he have any, like, distinguishing features? That's a bit basic for an individual's description. Do something for me, darling. Well, I want you to close your eyes and concentrate. That's it. Very good. Focus not on the customer's behavior, but on the details of his appearance. Pretend you're painting a portrait of the man. Let your mind's eye travel over his visage and make note of any details which stand out. You've thought of something? Wonderful. A gold pink earring with a skull and serpent. Well, was the serpent wound through the eye sockets of the skull? And, did this man also have any light scars on his face? Well, so he had a small, jagged scar below his left eye. Well, congratulations, my dear. You managed to anger the most prominent mafioso in this region. The Don, in fact. Indeed, it is rather serious. Though I don't understand why he was doing the shopping. Perhaps his underlings were having trouble with his rather specific request as well. Regardless, this present is a dilemma. I could absolutely eliminate the Don. I doubt many would miss him. The man is impulsive, childish, and has no control over his temperament. However, his weakness as a leader is exactly why it is beneficial to leave him in power. The mob won't be able to feel strength with him as a head. Seriously, you don't deserve to die. So that leaves one option. You must be removed to a location where neither the Don or his associates will rediscover you. I realized a sudden move to a new and unfamiliar region may not be the ideal. Oh, hey, chill, chill. Chill, please. Really? You are behaving poorly and I would ask you to stop flailing and kicking? I will not make you do anything. I am no puppet master. Cease your tantrum immediately or I will walk away now. Hey, seriously, I absolutely will leave you to your devices if you behave like a small child. I would like to keep you safe as you are an absolutely precious human being, but I need your cooperation in order to do that. Please don't mumble at me, darling. Use your words, please. Well, then I have two solutions for your consideration, actually. I can help you fake your demise and relocate to a safer location. You have to adopt a new identity, of course, but it's an opportunity to choose the name you've always wanted. I will place you in your new life and disappear as if I've never existed. Well, alternatively, you could come with me. I would welcome the opportunity to learn more about you. You could stay at a villa on my private island while I work. I won't lie. It's an enormous risk being associated with me. For that very reason, I tend to avoid letting others get close. I find myself so drawn to you that I feel I must extend the offer. It may be selfish of me to hope you'll accept, but I've been in the business of dirty deeds so long that I no longer care. Well, if I didn't mean it, I wouldn't say it. Don't be ridiculous. I wouldn't be in the business long if I made this offer to all of my targets. While you may not see anything special in yourself, I see many fascinating features. Like what? Well, your varied taste in music is one aspect of you I find interesting. I discovered tonight that your sleeping face is too precious. Also, the soft, submissive way you say sorry just melts my frozen heart. My favorite aspect of your personality is how strongly you feel about helping others in need, especially the vulnerable. You call yourself weak, but weakness is not what I see in you. Oh, come on, darling. I may be an assassin, but I'm no liar. You're doing it again, self-deprecating. Oh, babe, I don't know who crushed you emotionally when you were younger. But you didn't deserve it then, you don't deserve it now. You deserve the kindness you extend so willingly to others. Sweetness, in my humble opinion, you deserve far more. I've become quite biased when it comes to you, I'm afraid. I'm not very adept at this, but would you like for me to embrace you? Alright, come here. This is wonderful and very soothing. You are indeed very cuddly, darling. Could do this for hours. However, dawn is approaching and I must press you for your decision. It is a life-changing decision, I'll grant you. I'll make it easier. Should you choose to come with me and if we find we aren't compatible, the first offer to relocate you still stands. Of course, darling. Love and care are verbs requiring conscious decision, not emotional trifles. I would like to know you're safe, whether our lives are intertwined or we pass like ships in the night. Oh, I am insulted, really? That you would take me for some obsessive creeper who would simply toss you aside after the newness faded? I forgive you, of course. You're far too precious for me to stay annoyed. So, what would you say? You will? Darling, I am delighted. We leave immediately, and I will take care of shipping any possessions which hold sentimental value for you. But the rest of your belongings will tragically be lost in a mysterious fire which will consume your apartment. It will be contained to your apartment alone, don't worry. Waste not, remember? The only life lost will be your old identity. Well, and the medical cadaver I purchased? Well, the less you know, the better, sweetness. Here, allow me to help you up. Just wrap yourself in the bathrobe. I'll give you my card to shop online later, but we must leave as many of your old belongings as possible. Now, well, shall we depart?